We are back. You're listening to You Would Think, the Philly Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Collington. Joining me, as always, I'm Mike Giletto.
What is up?
What's up? Now, we're talking to you guys on a different day of the week, and we're going to get to our special guest in just a minute. But before that, I'm going to let you guys know you can find the show on Twitter at YWT Podcast. You can find me at K Collington and Mike at Mike underscore Giletto. You can also find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and lastwordonsports.com. Now that that's out of the way, you might be wondering why we're coming to you on a Thursday or a Friday or Saturday, whenever you're listening to this, in an episode that's not our normal day. We teased it on Monday, and we have a special guest, and that guest is Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
What's up, guys? How are you?
This is the man behind the Twitter handle. This is the man behind the logo, at BennyTheJet55, and he's also the man behind the spreadsheets.
He's a bookkeeper.
And he's also currently in the lead.
I am currently in the lead. I was going to talk about you guys, about that with you guys too. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Thanks for finally having me on a show. Now everybody can know who you guys make fun of every day.
Listen, if you hashtag move to Philly, then we could do this all the time.
I bet everybody's going to hashtag move to Philly.
I don't think Heather or Allie or any of our friends that do the move to Philly thing listen to this show.
No, I don't think so either.
But if they do, hashtag move to Philly. Everybody tweet at BennyTheJet55. Hashtag move to Philly.
Hashtag move to Philly.
For some reason, Ben lives in Ohio.
For some reason. Well, I told you guys why. But, I mean, other than that, yeah, I get it. It's understandable.
If you come here, I mean, we can make this a full-time thing.
Yeah, I could hop on and just be
the three-man team.
Exactly. The three-man team.
Now, three-man team. Tell our audience a little bit about you, Ben. You're from this area,
yeah? I'm from this area, yeah. So I grew up in... I grew up kind of split. I was a child of divorce. My mom lived in...
Same.
Yeah. My mom lived in Stratford for a little bit, and I would spend half the year here, half year in Cleveland. So it's one of them things, and I got family who lives up here, and then there's you guys, of course. So I just figured I'd take a couple of days off my busy work schedule and swing by and say hi, see what's going on, talk some hockey, because that's all I really know.
I mean, you came by to hang out with other people. We were just kind of an added bonus.
No, of course not. No, I always come up with intention to see you guys.
Oh, is that what that is?
Okay. Yeah, I think so, at least.
So, Ben, we've actually only hung out a couple times, and they were both at Flyers games.
Yes, actually.
This is our first time not in the city of Pittsburgh hanging out.
Well, I mean, really? If you can consider that time where you guys got, like, you guys don't remember what happened during the beginning of the Stadium Series game. That kind of was before a Flyers game, so
listen,
I count that.
Listen, I was going through some stuff at that point in my life.
Oh, my God.
The only thing I remember is walking around the city of Pittsburgh.
That was a great time. Oh, and I got to correct you guys on your story, because we didn't just stumble upon it. I had to walk up to that guy, and I offered him a 20, and I said, hey, let us get some food for me. And he's like, nah, just eat. And we're like, what? And he happened to be from Akron, Ohio, which is just 20 minutes south of where I'm at.
Listen,
so, see, I was too drunk to remember that.
See, I know, and that's why I had to correct the story, because I wanted to be right.
I stumbled upon it.
Are you sure you stumbled upon it?
Literally stumbled. No. You set it up. You offered the guy money. I stumbled.
Oh my God.
Upon it.
Stumbled. Right.
I'll give it to you. That was a fun time though. That was a great game. I mean,
minus the result. Result could have been better.
Yeah, but what do you
good
expect?
Experience,
I mean,
though.
They started Neuwirth and Mason was healthy, and they decided to start Neuwirth. It was kind of like, I don't understand why, but okay.
And Mike's friends all left him.
Yeah.
They showed up at the end of the first period and were gone by the start of the second.
Yeah, they hit the bars early.
Did they? See, yeah. I don't understand it. Like, I paid $250 for my ticket. I ain't going to go anywhere. I bought good seats. I was like, I ain't leaving.
Listen, right. Ben, all I know is you're coming to Philly in January for the next game.
Yeah, it's not this coming January. It's next January.
It is like 6 months from now. It's...
Are you sure?
2019.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. All right. Well, I already got the days like set up already. It's like I already told my boss like I'm already going to the game. So
I think isn't it February? I thought it was February.
It might be February because it's outside of my days off that I.
I think
I
it's February 2019.
Okay, maybe it is. I thought it was January.
Yeah, I got the money all saved up and ready to go.
Whoa, you have money saved?
Oh yeah, I know. Isn't it incredible? I mean, as much as I don't say I have money saved.
I thought you spent all your money on jerseys.
Yeah, close to it.
And pipe cleaners.
And magic cart. Actually, not even more.
February 23rd, 2019.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, I have the day kind of pre-requested off. Like I actually had it requested off when they announced it. So
I gotta go get that day at work, Mike.
Yeah, I have a blackout period, so I had to get it soon, like immediately as soon as they announced it. I was like, I need this, it's right after the blackout, let me have it. They were like, that's cool, that's fine.
But I'm questionable that game.
You're questionable? I'll drag your ass out. I don't really care. I'll drag you out.
You should be probable for that game.
I got a kid on the way. We'll see how it works.
I'm still going to drag you. I'll drag the kid, too. I don't care. I'll drag your wife. I'll buy all your tickets. Let's go.
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
That's the first time we've mentioned the kid on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Congratulations, buddy. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it, so I wasn't going to bring it up.
No, that's awesome. You know, it is what it is.
Now that you have, you know, Mike will be a dad in a couple of months.
And yeah, July 31st.
We're going to have to work on a contingency plan for what we're going to do that week, but I'll figure something out.
Maybe I'll call in.
That might be the first episode of I Would Think.
Or you guys could call in over Skype or something.
Yeah, I know how to call in and do that stuff. I'll just record it on my end.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, I can. I know how to, I have... like the cheapest editing equipment available, but right. I don't really care.
So Ben, you're from the area. You live in the Midwest. Is that the Midwest?
Yeah, it's considered the Rust Belt. Yeah, it started in Ohio and it goes all the way over to like I think it's like Missouri or something until you start getting into the coastal states, what they consider like the far west.
So either way, it's the Midwest.
Yeah.
Now, right around Cleveland, right?
So outside of Cleveland, like I could throw a stone at Cleveland.
So answer a question to our listeners.
Oh.
Browns fans? Or are you a Browns fan at all?
I mean, I claim it just like I claim the Indians. You know, it's one of them teams where it's like, all right, I live in the city. I bought a jersey. I'll go to a game if I get a chance.
Do you think the Browns are ever going to be good?
I think they should have a chance, to be honest with you. They picked up a couple of good picks. Actually, I don't know if you guys saw. We'll put it back to the Eagles. Did you guys see that they actually offered a trade-up for Nick Foles? Like I called 3 months ago. I was waiting for them to offer that trade-up, but... Foles turned it down because Foles even knows that Cleveland's not a city that he'd rather
be a backup for the Eagles than start for the Browns.
But I mean, he's a backup who's making a decent amount of money, so I understand it. But they offered the trade, he turned it down, and the Eagles also were like, yeah, we just want to check with you, we're not going to do it. I think it was what, for the 39th?
I believe so.
It was 39th, I can't remember.
I think it was the 39.
They'll be able to get more value from that in training camp if somebody gets hurt.
If
an Aaron Rodgers goes down or if one of the, you know, a starting quarterback somewhere goes down.
They're saving their golden goose.
They were going to take it, but then they asked Foles and he said, no.
I heard the Eagles weren't even too keen on it either. Okay. That's what I heard. That's a couple of reports said that. I'm pretty sure. I don't listen to Skip Bayless because he's an idiot, but I'm sure
Does anybody listen to Skip Bayless?
I don't think Skip Bayless listens to Skip Bayless.
One of my buddies was actually posting something about it, and that's where I heard about it. And he said something like, the Eagles were dumb not to take this trade. I was like, no, they're not. You've got the quarterback. You got a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You got a team who's desperate to get some wins.
Remember that time we traded Sam Bradford for, what was it, like a first and 2 seconds or something?
A first and a fourth, I believe.
A first and a fourth. Nick Foles coming off a Super Bowl MVP performance, it's better than Sam Bradford.
I mean, I was going to say anything at this point is better than Sam Bradford. I mean, have you seen Minnesota right now? It's like the entire town's burning down.
Yeah, we beat them in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, exactly.
In case you forgot, go Birds!
I actually did that to a guy in Cleveland. This guy was wearing my Carson Wentz jersey, and I was walking by, and he was like, "Eagles suck." I was like, "Go Birds!" And he's like,
"Fantastic."
What? Yeah, I got a buddy who works down in Cleveland, too. He actually works for the local news
station. Wait, you have friends?
I know, unfortunately, you know. But my buddy John, he used to live up here in this area. He actually used to live in Westchester. And we were talking a little bit, and he actually met me because I wore my Chris Pronger Winter Classic jersey around Cleveland.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, I'm from Philly, and I'm like, we're going to be friends now. So he and I were talking about a couple
of
things.
Wait, is it really that simple? All you have to do is tell people you're going to be friends and then
you'll be friends? It's the Midwest hospitality.
Have I been missing something?
How do you
think
I've been friends with you guys? I mean, honestly, other than the internet. But
I mean, you and I had mutual friends. Yeah, that's what got us there.
Yeah, Kyle, we're used to the Northeast.
That's true.
Everybody's nice around me. I mean, we apologize. We're almost Canadian. I think the only difference is we don't like maple syrup and poutine as much. But
listen, who doesn't like maple syrup?
Maple syrup is delicious.
I had a buddy who used to do shots of maple syrup because he's weird. But
that's weird.
Yeah,
never tried it. Maybe I will.
Don't
now.
When you get do it when you get drunk. It's not worth it when you get sober. It's like, oh god, I can't do this. You're like, oh man. So yeah. So, real quick, I guess
the theme of the show is getting drunk.
I guess so too. I want to just go ahead and say something real quick. Can we talk about the Capitals last night? And I'm not even trying to rub this into your faces. I didn't actually expect them to win in seven. I just picked it to be different.
No, for context, we're recording on Thursday afternoon, and we're coming off Game 7 with Washington and Tampa Bay.
That was a game.
It was a hell of a game.
Wow. It was good.
I give Tampa a lot of credit.
Yeah, they did well. They pulled themselves up. I think the only thing that they lacked in that series, especially in the last game, I think it was just the lack of getting – I think they really got screwed on chances because they had a lot of chances that were really grade-A chances. But
yeah.
I honestly just think it was a better defense – like just a better all-around effort by the Caps. I think their defense was pretty good. I think their offense – I think Burakovsky stole the show, especially with that second goal. I was – kind of floored by that second goal.
Yeah, I was actually at the Phantoms game, so I didn't get a chance to see.
Oh yeah, okay, that's right.
The actual game, but I did see.
That's
the,
unfortunate for you. Then.
They got blown out. That game was ugly.
Yeah, they got blown out.
Alex Lyon got ejected for nudging a guy with his pad.
Yeah, I saw that. That
him.
Was you know what?
Nudged
no,
him with his
pad. Okay, hold on.
Hockey.
This is the same kind of thing where like if he got kicked for that, Steve Mason, 2016 or whatever game he played, and whenever he played last for the Flyers, he took his stick and he literally chopped the back of a guy. His leg, you know,
Hextall style.
Yeah, like just flat out just got him. Or the one where he got the guy in the nuts. You know what, if you're gonna call for a kick, there are other calls you should get for that, but I think that was too much. I think getting ejected for that was
I think, well, that's tough to call in the third period of a 3-0 game.
No, but it's in it's in the rule book though. Like if you call a penalty for kicking,
listen,
it's an automatic match penalty.
I'm gonna tell you with 100% certainty, I was sitting on the glass 25 feet away from
that's
this play.
Fault. You actually,
listen,
you had good
listen,
seats. No, he had good
right.
seats.
The Tampa or the Toronto player got knocked down. There was a scrum in front of the
I
net. He ended up falling there. He laid there far longer than he had to, hoping that Lyon would
get
him a
out
shot.
Of the crease.
I have to kick him in the ribs.
I would have kind of moved
him,
like shoved
him.
Him. No, he just kind of nudged him. I mean, even if you watch the replay, you can see he just kind of nudged him.
And the ref,
I'll get Kyle that.
And the ref was staring directly at him, that he knew it was going to happen. Lyon had a temper the whole game. He took some shots in the first period. He was fired up the whole game. They knew it was going to happen.
Ultimately, it didn't matter.
And when it comes down to your
Toronto, offense. Toronto scored twice on the major and put the game away.
Yeah, and not just
Phantoms
that,
were starting to buzz.
His offense, like in front of him, the offense in front of him didn't do anything. Like,
no, Phantoms were not good in that game.
No, they weren't. You know what they needed to do? Game four, I mean, honestly, that's the point where I just say, you know, throw Carter Hart in. Who cares?
I honestly don't hate the idea of letting the kids go. Put Morgan Frost in.
Yeah.
Put Carter Hart in.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You lose a season. Okay.
Right.
You're already down 3-0 in a series. There's no reason why not. Maybe you get a better outcome out of it. Who
right.
knows?
Now, and if it's a real series, if you're in game six of a 3-2 series, you don't do it because you let the players who got you there get you there. But now that it's 3-0... Let Carter Hart make
all right,
his
debut. Let's move
his
back
debut.
To the Tampa series.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, too. All right. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Anyway.
But unpopular opinion. I love Tom Wilson.
Do you really? I hate Tom Wilson.
That is quite an unpopular
opinion.
I
hate Tom Wilson.
Well, did you see what happened in the game?
He walked right out of the box with Coburn and went at it. It was great.
It was awesome.
I loved it. That was great.
I
was amazing.
I respect Coburn for actually taking the fight, though, because he didn't even have to
Coburn
do that.
Coburn hasn't taken a fight in his career, so yeah, I agree with you.
But
he
pulled off Kuznetsov's jersey right before that, and Tom Wilson was pissed.
I would have been, too. I mean,
Tom Wilson just wanted to go after him.
I wanted Kuznetsov to do his bird celly again. That was
the
best.
It's a really good celly.
That was the best.
Well, maybe we'll get to see it as they move on to face the Vegas Golden Knights.
Vegas Golden Knights.
Ben, I asked you about this off the air because, quite frankly, I didn't want you to know our picks before you made your picks.
Yeah.
Because there are some strategic implications. You can just pick whoever I pick. And we have our...
that's not what I did, but
right?
Yeah, I
because you
it.
Just win at that point. If you're not following us on Twitter, at YWT Podcast, Ben has a spreadsheet going, and we've been predicting the playoffs the whole way, including mm-hmm. Ben, and we're keeping a running point tally of, you know, the predictions. And Ben is currently in the lead.
Yeah,
he got a huge jump of points last night, you know, because he was the only one of us to pick Washington, and he also nailed the number of games, so he got a bunch
sure
of points.
Nobody knew they were going to win in seven.
No.
I'm pretty sure that was the case. Nobody knew they were going to win in seven.
Right, and now that our predictions are in, neither of us can catch you. So congratulations, you
thank
won.
Thank you. There's not really a prize, but I appreciate
no.
it.
No.
bragging rights at this point.
Listen, we're starting a tradition. Next year, maybe there'll be a prize.
All right. That works, too. I mean, what we can do is we can have other people in it.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, first, we got to get listeners.
I mean, we got listeners.
We have listeners.
And then we'll get you a prize.
I'm a listener.
Right?
I mean.
Now, Ben, you've told me who you got. Yeah. Tell our listeners. Talk to us. Talk me through this series.
So I just pretty much, when you messaged me, I'm pretty sure you were just like, are you sure that's it? Yeah, I'm just going Vegas in six against – I got Vegas in six, and I got my reasons why. I honestly think the hot hand of William Karlsson will carry – and Jonathan Marsh, so we'll carry them to the promised land.
Does William Karlsson have a hot hand? He's been pretty quiet in the postseason.
Yeah, but I think he's going to start waking up. And you know what? I kind of looked at a couple of games. That was the thing. I actually looked at a couple of games. I actually watched a few replays of a few games that the Golden Knights played against the Capitals. I'm pretty sure they played two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and they're in an opposite conference.
He played well. I mean, whenever the Caps played, they didn't struggle, but I can see the Golden Knights edging them out. I can see the Caps taking maybe two games at home.
Do you know what the result of the season series was off the top of your head?
I do not remember at all. I think I did it like game six of Caps Lightning. I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Right.
Mike, you're quiet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Regardless,
I was looking stuff up.
Nah, I just give you.
It's gonna be a really interesting series.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see what Vegas's presentation looks like for game one.
You mean that on ice?
Their presentation is awesome.
It is pretty cool.
I finally watched it. I watched the Jets one. And I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love it.
People are pretty hit or miss on it. Some people think it's hokey, and I understand that.
I like the beginning where they had audio clips of everybody bashing the team from the preseason.
My favorite was My favorite was Drew Doughty, and the whole crowd went nuts booing him.
Yeah, because he bashed them pretty. What did he say? I can't remember.
He was something along the lines of like, at the end of the season, we're going to be better than them.
They're never going to be better than us, or they're not going to be better than us for a very long time, or something along those lines.
Oh, that's
typical
hilarious.
Drew Doughty. I'm not a fan.
No, I think.
And then there was
terrible.
there was another audio clip of somebody saying, I think it was Ryan Whitney, who works at NHL Network.
Who put the team in the desert?
Yeah, he said no. I don't think it was that. He said they're going to be a doormat this year.
You know what?
Somebody else said, that's a terrible idea, almost as terrible as the idea of putting a hockey team in the desert.
You know, and it's funny because Ryan Whitney said that. He played for the Coyotes.
Yep.
So,
he might not have said that clip.
No, he said the one about them getting stomped on like a doormat. Like,
yeah, it's funny because, you know, they haven't won. I mean, they haven't lost a game to a massive margin since they started playing. I'm pretty sure the biggest margin they lost was like against the Sharks, and I'm pretty sure it was like a 6-2 game.
Something like that.
Yeah,
they've lost three games.
Now, Mike,
that's it.
three games.
It's ridiculous.
I think Fleury has four or five shutouts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Especially in the postseason. It's like, how do you
I mean, even if they lose, there's a strong argument for him to win the Conn Smythe.
If this series goes six or seven, even if Washington comes out on top, Fleury's got a case.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The losing team never wins it. But.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's going to be crazy. I think, honestly, Vegas is going to have a solid – they're going to have solid defense. They're going to put the right people in. They're going to know how to play. And that brings – like you guys said last episode about how – Vegas has like a great back office or front office and a great training core, because you look at half these players who are on this team and it's like, who is William Carrier? Who is he? I remember Alex Tuch. I remember when they drafted him in Minnesota in 2015.
Even before this, who was William Karlsson?
Exactly.
Six goals last year.
That's like the biggest point. Like, I think some guy I was arguing with the other day was like, yeah, they cherry-picked everybody. No, they didn't.
The only stars they got were Fleury and, to an extent, James Neal.
No, yeah. And I'll give you Marchessault, because he did have 30 goals with Florida.
We talked about this earlier, too, before you walked in. Yeah, I can give you Marchessault.
So
yeah,
that's the
fair.
One that's not really super surprising.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But guys like Karlsson or Nate Schmidt or Lucas Spezza.
Lucas Spezza is huge.
Former Flyer product.
Well, if you would have told me a year and a half ago that Lucas Spezza, who was in the AHL for who? I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was the Canucks.
If you told
me a year and a half ago Lucas Spezza was going to be on a Stanley Cup winning, Stanley Cup final team, and he was actually going to score one of the he's going to help in one of the biggest goals of that series,
right.
I would have called you a liar.
Yeah.
Even a guy like Braden McNabb, expectations weren't super high for him in Vegas.
Ryan Reeves.
Right.
Cody Eakin, I believe.
Cody Eakin was a bad pick. I like Cody Eakin. He was pretty good. But
yeah, he's playing like first line minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy. But like when you, again, William Karlsson, look at him. Columbus traded for him. I can't remember what year it was, but they traded, I'm pretty sure they either traded Jared Bull or James Wisniewski. I can't remember who it was. And then they traded like a draft pick for him. And they got. they got him. Like they got this kid, and they kept him down in Cleveland because I saw him in Cleveland twice because that's where their AHL team is.
Is that the Lake Erie Monsters?
Now it's the Cleveland Monsters because they have to jump on the Cleveland bandwagon. Okay.
But it was the Lake Erie.
I much prefer the Lake Erie Monsters. I think that was a much better name.
It sounds much better.
So I have the trade, the Carlson trade. He was traded by the Ducks to the Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Along with Rene Bork. And a 2015 second-round pick for James Wisniewski.
It was Wisniewski. And it was
a third-round pick.
It was a third-round pick, yeah. So I thought it was Jared Bull at first, but it was like, nah, Jared Bull, they didn't think Jared Bull was even worth that. But, like, no, they got William Karlsson for, like, practically nothing, because who the hell is James Wisniewski now?
Right.
I mean, well, everybody remembers him from the Islanders, but, like, when he played for the Jackets, he was quiet. He wasn't even that good of a player. And, I mean, again, respect the guy a lot, but it's like, who does he play for now? Team USA. And guess what?
He looked awful.
They look so bad.
I mean, the only reason he was on there was the power play.
And Brian Gionta is like what, 49, 50?
Is he still playing?
Yeah, he played. He was
on the USA team.
He played for the Bruins. The Bruins signed him to a 2-year deal.
And then, but it's unreal that then the Jackets traded him to Vegas for.
They didn't realize it. They looked
for
at
a first, a second, and then David Clarkson, whatever.
Yeah,
that was a contract, they had to get rid of.
Right? Yeah. No, absolutely.
They shouldn't have even picked. They got rid of Nathan Horton for that one.
Columbus has potential to have a couple bad contracts coming up.
Oh,
if
yes,
Dubinsky drops off, he's locked up for a lot of money for a long time.
Yeah, he is. I like that whole trade that they did, and I like that they put him in there. But at the same time, Dubinsky just does not look as like. You give me Dubinsky, who played Game 6 against the Pens in that 2016 series, I'm all for it. But now he's gotten injured. He had a mouth injury. He just kind of looks slower. I mean, Foligno looks great, but right now you got younger guys like Panarin, who's literally dragging the team like LeBron is over in Cleveland.
He's filthy.
He's so insane. Just dragging him on his back. Like,
the overtime goal that he had against Washington in the first round, it was insane.
Yeah. Hey, the kid's crazy. And, you know, you give him another year or two, that team will be a cup-winning team. In fact, a couple of people had them going all the way to the finals because they looked that good. And Bobrovsky is in his prime.
He is. I think they're still missing some defense.
Oh, of course.
I don't think too many people had them making it through the Metro. Now, if they had gotten the other wild card and ended up in the Atlantic, maybe. But the Metro is really tough.
I mean, they do have a stud in Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Oh, that kid's
a real deal.
Nobody realized it either.
When they drafted him,
they saw it, and everybody else was like, who the hell is that kid?
Nah, he's a real deal.
He's good. He's super good.
Looping it back to the Flyers.
Yeah, sure.
You've listened to all the episodes, right?
Every single one.
Okay. Quick question.
I'm sorry, by the way.
It's all right.
Quick question. You don't need to go into it here.
Yeah, okay.
Fire Hextall or no?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
See, all right, no. We don't have to go into it.
I want to hear it. All right. I want to hear a different argument.
It's very simple. It's very short and sweet to the point. Look at what Vegas is doing with a coach. Look, the best thing is somebody actually pointed it out. Who was it? I think it was Noah Seck got a really bad penalty, a really stupid penalty. And he if that was Hextall in that place, he would have sat the kid. He would have said, nope, you're not getting minutes. He did it to Konechny a million times. You know what he did to Noah Seck? He said, go out there and show me you can keep playing. And he did. And guess what? Noah Seck got the next goal. Not five minutes after.
If Hextall gets fired, your next coach is Scott Gordon. Who's coaching for the Phantoms?
No, it's not. It better not be.
I don't think it'll be Scott.
I'm telling you. They're breeding him as a head coach.
I wouldn't be shocked if they even called up Dan Bylsma to be like, hey, are you interested?
No, I want no chance in Dan.
No interest in Dan. No.
No.
Because then
he can't go anywhere near Peter LaViolette. We might have some issues.
I miss LaViolette so much. I miss him.
Yeah, he was a great coach.
Great coach.
By the way, I noticed during the Stanley Cup final last year with him in it, they showed one of those locker room clips of him talking to the team. Dude's enjoying that Nashville barbecue.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is. But let me tell you, you know what, though? The city treats him well, and he's got a good team behind him, and he knew what he had in Scott Hartnell, and he used him just the way he used him in Philadelphia.
By the way, I'm springing this on Mike at the same time.
Yeah.
There was a rumor trickling out of Nashville about a week ago that they're looking to trade P.K. Subban.
That's got to be for a franchise player then. I don't know why they
would.
Does it? Yeah, because P.K., it's not that he's looked bad. I think if you're going to ask for something for P.K. Subban, you're rebuilding. Like, you're going to start loading up on draft picks and maybe somebody who can be a good back-end man.
Let's say the Nashville GM calls Ron Hextall. It says, P.K. Subban.
Okay.
For Sam Marin.
Done.
Both of your first-round picks this year. And your second round pick next year.
Done.
You take that?
Yeah, probably take
in a heartbeat.
That.
Now, do you take that if you're Nashville?
Yeah, because
I don't know if I would if I'm Nashville.
Really?
I mean, yeah, they just got to the Cup final last year. They were You know, they got far this year.
Yeah, they fell short. So, they fell to a really good Jets
team. But you also lost.
So I don't think they're in rebuild mode. They're still young. They have Ryan Johansson. They got a couple, you know, young pieces. Yeah. They got the best top four in hockey on the back end.
And honestly,
so.
I would trade. And
but
this
not
is
if you want
to
trade Subban.
I don't know how much I buy that.
I would trade Roman Josi before I trade Subban.
Would you really?
Because age.
He is older.
He's older.
Subban's 29.
Super old.
Subban's
29.
Yossi's 32. Yeah, he's about 32. I would trade him before I trade it, and because you can get a little
Roman
bit more.
Roman Josi's 27 years old.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
Is he really?
I thought he was older.
Oh my
he's
god.
27
yeah,
years
see,
old.
You're in the same boat. I thought he was older. All right, never mind.
Okay, the price is lower for PK Subban now.
PK Subban's 29.
Okay, so he is 29. But I mean, for PK Subban as a player and as a community man, as much as he is, like
I'll take PK Subban in a heartbeat.
Oh, I would too. I mean, we could always go back to when we bankrupt Nashville trying to get Keith Weber, and then they traded him over to Montreal.
Shea Weber.
Oh yeah, Shea Weber. Oh yeah.
Who's Keith Weber?
No, I said Shea Weber.
He said Keith.
You said Keith Weber.
Oh, wow. Hello, yes, my name's Ben. I live in Cleveland.
Yeah. That explains
hockey.
That explains all of it. That
explains
fine.
A lot. Well, actually, you know, if Cleveland ever does, Cleveland, I would expect to have actually a good bid in getting an NHL team one of these years.
Probably not with Columbus so close by.
No, that's why. Oh my gosh, you kidding me? You got five hockey markets in the middle. Like, you
Listen,
put it in the middle five hockey markets?
Let's
oh, yeah.
be honest. Quebec's going to get a team before.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. I am. I'm talking like maybe like 10 years down the line if Cleveland still stands and they're
well,
not burnt down yet. Yeah.
If Seattle gets their team.
Which they're going to.
Right. Let's just say yeah. Arizona moves to Quebec.
You think they're going to move to Quebec?
I think there's a real chance.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's not going to be a 33rd NHL team. I don't think so.
They have to restructure after
Imagine yeah. Imagine Carolina moving to Cleveland.
Can you say Carolina moving where?
Cleveland.
That was actually a rumor back in 2011.
Because Carolina has a hard time filling that building. My dad lives down there, and he can get tickets day of cheap.
Yeah.
Every
Did your
game.
Dad fly up for that show?
I'm sorry?
Did your dad fly up for that show that he was
He
part
drove
of?
Up.
Did he really? Just to be a part of the show? Or?
Well, he was up here for the weekend, and we it's kind of a similar situation to you.
Yeah.
He came up to be in the area for a couple of days, and we just happened to work that show. I believe that was the day after Easter, so he was up here for Easter.
Yeah, so family stuff. So wait, he lives in like Winston Salem,
North Carolina.
Yeah. I used to live down there too.
Right. It's
you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
you've done everything. You've lived everywhere. You know everyone.
I do know everyone.
I know. We established this in Pittsburgh. You know somebody in every room.
Yeah, I knew everybody. It was kind of crazy.
By the way, can you please confirm on air that a Pittsburgh fan told me to kill myself at that game?
Oh, yeah, I can confirm. I was right there next to
like
him. I started
3
laughing.
Weeks ago.
I respect
I was,
it.
I was like, really?
You respect it?
I respect it.
Actually, I think the one problem I had with a Pittsburgh fan was that I was talking to these two actual like other Pittsburgh fans, and this kid walked up and he just kind of gives me the bird, like walks in between us, and then she's like, are you serious? Like, why would you do that? Like, the Pittsburgh fan was like, why would you do that? We're having a conversation.
Right.
Like, this is why people hate, this is why they hate us, is because we do crap like that.
Although, I was walking through the concourse at the Lehigh Valley Phantoms game last night.
Oh, yeah?
It was four people, and it was two couples. Three Penguins jersey and a Kings jersey.
They're lost.
I was very confused.
I mean, they're
really
lost.
I was very confused.
I mean, I met a Penguins fan from Gloucester Township.
Yep.
Yeah, I met one.
Yeah,
he was at the stadium.
Right.
I sat right next to him at the Stadium Series game.
So we're gonna move into the other topic.
Okay,
right
go ahead.
Now.
Yeah.
Is there anything
one
else
the
you wanted
topics.
To say about
No.
Hextall
I mean the whole Hextall thing again. I just think what? Wrapping up in a sentence. I think that if you sit rookies for dumb things. So they can't learn, then you're not a good coach. And I think there are better opportunities.
Before you start, Kyle, with what you're going to say, what do you think of what do you think of Hextall, Ben?
Hextall?
Oh yeah.
I think he's good for the trades. I think he's made a lot of good decisions. I think at the same time, you know, you either die a hero or you live long enough to become a villain. And right now, he's getting moving closer. Yes, it's a Batman.
Thank
quote.
You, Harvey Dent.
You're welcome. Where's Rachel? No.
Rachel.
I don't get any of these references right
now.
You haven't seen The Dark Knight?
I mean,
you haven't seen The Dark Knight?
Once.
Really?
Oh,
like once.
You have homework.
I'm not like a I'm not really into the
you
comics.
You have homework.
I'm not like into the comics.
Even still, it's still a good movie.
The Dark Knight is one of the best superhero movies of all time.
Yeah, I love it. It's a good movie. But at
I'm
the
not
same
really
time,
a Batman fan, but go ahead.
It doesn't matter. It's not really a Batman movie.
Yeah, but he's made good moves.
It's a Joker movie.
It is a Joker movie.
Okay.
He's made good moves. He's done a lot of good decisions, but now he's starting to make a couple of dumb decisions. Because we're all looking at, like, the big black egg right here is Hextall. And a lot of people are looking at him like, the numbers don't make sense. He doesn't make sense. It's like, He lost 10 games in a row, and then he brought us to the first round of the playoffs, and then we lost in horrific fashion. Like, there's a point where it's like, cool. So what if he brought us? I'm sick and tired of going to the first round. Give me second round. Give me third round.
Aspire
you can do
to
that.
Be great.
I'll say, yeah. Right. Aspire to be great. Aspire, don't aspire to be good.
Mm-hmm. What do the Flyers do off this? If the Flyers make one move this offseason based on your recommendation, what is it?
Get
now that can be a signing. Or a trade up in the draft.
Yeah, let's
play
hypothetical here. One move that you want them to do.
If you're Ron Hextall for 24 hours, you get to make one blockbuster move. Mm. What is it?
Get rid of Lombardi so he stops giving everybody high fives in the office because he doesn't have a job.
That's your one move?
He doesn't have a job. I'm just kidding.
That's a pretty lame one move.
No, that's not my move. No, I would actually, like, my biggest move, I would get rid of, you know what? That's the problem now, though, too, is like, who's your replacement coach for Hextall? So I would get rid of Hextall, but I would have to look hard and wide for a coach. And then
No. You get to make one move. If you fire him, you got to let Ron rehire a new guy.
Yeah, but who is he going to rehire, though?
That's the
problem.
There's really nobody out there. Again, maybe the guy from Denver, Montgomery. I don't know if he went anywhere yet.
No. Well, that's the thing. My other choice, you know who my other choice would be if he was still available? Bednar over in Colorado, because I saw him in Cleveland. He did such a good job. I was sold on him as a coach. He did an excellent job.
I'm telling you guys, if Hextall gets fired, it's Scott Gordon's job.
No, I don't want Gordon.
I'm not saying I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying it's fact.
I think I want Knobloch over.
I was going to say Knobloch would be another good choice because you know what? They're not giving him much of a role as a.
He runs a power play.
But, you know what though? I think he'd be much better as a coach. I think because he coached I watched the Erie Otters team. They're an hour away
from
me.
Right next door. Yeah,
they're an hour away from me. I went to and I've seen Connor McDavid play in person, and I've seen what he can do with the team. It's incredible. And
well, it
I
helps
think,
when you have a Connor McDavid next.
Well, because even after Connor McDavid went out, he was still coach when it was still Dylan Strome.
Right.
You had Taylor Radish, a couple of huge names. I actually wish we would have picked up Taylor
Radish.
That's
the thing, though.
DeBrincat.
You're working with huge names.
No.
Well, sometimes a coach can make the name big.
Taylor Radish was not a big name.
No, he wasn't.
DeBrincat shouldn't. Like, they were pretty second round. I'm pissed the Flyers didn't pick him up because he was great. Look at what he's doing over in Chicago. Yeah. He's doing wonders in Chicago.
You can say that about every team, though.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, just about every team passed on
William Karlsson.
Right. Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Every team passed on him five times.
Yeah, that's true. But now look at him. He's the king of
New
York.
So your one move is stupid. Let's move on.
All right. I'll let you. Hey, your opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. They all stink. So.
Yeah. So.
I like it.
Mike and I talked about this a little bit the other day.
Okay.
Are you following the NHL Gaming World Championships currently happening?
Slightly. I've been kind of following it. I don't know any players. I don't know any big guys in there, but I've been kind of watching a few of the things, and they're good. They're real good.
Mike, well, here's the thing. Mike is pretty actively against the notion of esports.
I don't understand esports as
a whole. I understand it. You're not the only person. I know a ton of people who don't understand it.
I'm kind of the moderate. I'm vaguely interested, but I'm not, like, all about it.
Sure.
And I know you're an Overwatch League fanboy.
Absolutely. I love Overwatch League. Oh, I love it to a point. I love it to the point where, like, any sport has, like, their problems, and I will notice them immediately, especially with a new sport. They got a couple of things that need to change. But at the same time, like, yeah, I like Overwatch League. I like some esports. I watch them. They're fun. I don't think they're really Olympic-style sports.
Right.
But
that's fair.
At the same time, like, you know, at the NHL, they're doing stuff for the soccer. MLS has a whole gaming league now. Even overseas, they're doing it, too.
Well, and Mike and I broke it down
for
quite a while yesterday on the phone, you know, off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of determined that Mike's problem is mostly the word sport.
I think so. And I don't know. I don't know why.
If it wasn't called esports.
Like, if they just called it just competitive gaming.
Okay.
I don't think I would have a problem
with
it. Well,
I guess it boils down. What's your definition of a sport?
I don't know.
I think it's something physical.
I
guess.
And that's fair. And that's valid.
I can understand that.
But at the same time, man, wouldn't you love to get paid to play video games?
Oh, and I wasn't. I wasn't knocking the people that are in these leagues and are in these tournaments. I guess I'm knocking guys like you, both of you.
Why? Who follow the sport blindly?
Yeah, just the people that watch it is, it's just, like, the way I broke it down to Kyle is, say, you know, when you were younger, you go over to a friend's house for, like, a Madden tournament or an NHL tournament, right?
It was
Halo
for me, but yeah.
Or Halo, right. The worst part of those tournaments was sitting down watching other people play. Give me the controller I want to play.
I guess at a point you're right, but at the same time, you're watching your friends play. I'm watching somebody who's not only considered, like, one of the best, but who's also considered like somebody who is good enough to be on like just on a screen.
Who's doing it at a high level?
Yeah, yeah, but I think the higher level of skill is what I'm attracted to.
Okay, but see, and my other issue with it is the reason I go to watch the NFL or the NHL or a professional sport is because I know I never would have had a chance to get that far.
Oh, it's the same thing with me with the esports.
Well, do you think so? You could. I mean, if you
I couldn't.
Mike, don't think so. Mike thinks he could beat all these guys in the NHL tournament.
I know for a fact I could.
I mean, you can challenge him, see what happens. Try to do that as a thing for the podcast.
A lot of the guys do like paid games.
Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that could.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys do paid games where you pay them to play them, and then if you beat them, you get your money back.
Yeah.
And basically.
Let me put it to you this way. I actually run tournaments too sometimes. Like I used to, at my college, I used to run tournaments and I used to do a whole bunch of stuff.
Wait, let me guess. DC versus Capcom.
Actually, yes, Street Fighter fighting games, but because Smash Brothers. That's because they were the easiest ones to do, and the reason why they call them sports, in my opinion, is because a sport is considered a competition, and it's just whoever has skills to do what. And let me tell you, I used to think the same thing. Like, oh, I can do this. I'm so good at this game. I could do this. I walked in and played Super Smash Brothers with the second best in the world because he actually came to this tournament. We invited him, and he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. He was in the area anyways for another tournament. So he came out, and he won everything. And I sat down 3 minutes with this guy. He wiped the floor.
Yeah, but if you
had,
if you put the time in that he put in.
But you don't. That's
the thing.
You did, you could have. I'm never making it to the NFL because I'm a 5'6", chubby white guy. I'm just not. It's just not gonna happen.
If you put the time in at age 12, could you have made the NHL?
No, because remember, he might have.
I'm a 5'6" white.
He hit Johnny Gaudreau.
Right,
he might have. So
maybe if you had, maybe if you had hit him harder, you would have absorbed his powers.
Maybe.
What is this? Super Space Jam?
Now I gotta hop in my hot tub time machine and go back to these.
See, at least go with a DeLorean.
Hot tub time machine. Listen, it's a recency bias that just came out like 10 years ago.
Only 10.
just came out
only
10 years.
And I think it was 6.
Okay, and to be fair, Back to the Future 2 takes place in 2015, so that's really true. More recent.
It does. Although that year keeps changing.
I'll edit that out. I'm going to hop in my DeLorean.
You're not going to edit that
out.
When we stop recording, you're going to hit end. You're going to upload it right away. There's no edit to be done.
Actually, I think on Kyle's, yes, because every single time I'm going to edit that out, it's right. It's still there. Like,
it's never edited
episode.
Out.
It's
never absolutely not.
Listen, I'm the producer of this here show.
Oh, are you?
So I'm going to make...
And you're as lazy as possible when it comes to editing.
Well, when...
And I'm gonna the
host. I'm gonna edit out what I want to edit out.
That's fine.
You know.
All right. I'm not saying anything against that. You edit out what you want to edit out. But back on that topic for e-gaming, just real quick.
Yeah.
I think I call it e-gaming. I know it's actually it depends on term like where they prefer it at. Like e-gaming. Like,
and it's been around for a while. Like what's the channel? E3 or.
Oh, you mean G4? They don't even have G4 anymore.
G4 shut down a while ago.
G4 shut down. I mean, they've had a huge scandal.
They've had competitive gaming for a long time.
Yeah. But,
like, esports as a whole, and, you know, didn't start making money until recently.
No, and it's
making
good money.
League of Legends was really the big one. Even going back to StarCraft.
Yeah, StarCraft was doing it, too, because of the Koreans. But let me tell you this. Let me do this. So you're talking about getting paid what?
Nothing. I don't
know. No. Like,
keep going.
You're not even. It's not even stereotypical.
Keep going.
Okay. All right. So, I took a look at some of these contracts that they're signing, and they're not getting paid anything. I make more than these kids.
Do they get a cut of tournament winnings?
No.
Really?
The tournament winnings go towards the team, and they kind of split it up in some ways. But like, they don't. There's a guy named Seagull. I'm pretty sure he's making 23. A year for doing this?
Well,
his contract?
I think individual games will change that. Because like a team game, you kind of need the whole team to work together. But all it's going to take is one guy to win an individual game and go, oh, I don't need representation. I don't need an agency. I'm just going
to
do it.
Well, part of the thing too is with Overwatch League, they have their Twitch streaming stuff. They have the authority to Twitch streaming stuff. So they make money off of that somewhat because all of them immediately got Twitch, the highest
partnership.
Twitch status.
Yeah.
But... just going back into that because the Philadelphia Fusion, got to tie it to the show. The Philadelphia Fusion, I actually watched some of their stuff, but
some,
yeah, not all of it.
If you guys want to see live tweets of every single Overwatch match, you can follow Ben at BennyTheJet55.
For some of our listeners who might not know, what is Overwatch?
Overwatch, I have no idea. It's a video game.
For some of our listeners, also known as Mike
and me. Yeah. I listen to this, so I know what I'm talking about. It's a video game. It's just a video game. It's
Halo.
It's a 5v5 death match to kill everybody and get the most points and like capture the flag. It's glorified Halo. Like okay. It's fun though. I think it's a lot of fun.
Isn't it made by Bungie?
No, it's made by Blizzard.
What does Bungie make? Bungie Halo. Makes one of these.
Destiny.
Games. Destiny. That's it. Okay.
They make Destiny. But to loop it back all into Philadelphia and sports and everything else, you know, to call it a sport, I can understand where some people are like, you know what? It's not a sport.
Why
it
people are hung up about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. I get it. I understand it.
But are you into this whole Fortnite craze?
No. That Fortnite's game is for dumb. Children.
Okay.
It's like Minecraft with guns.
I much prefer PUBG.
Well, I'm the same.
What do you think of the story we had last podcast about this prospect being addicted to video games?
I actually did some research on that too. I think it's not Rubistoff because he's
it's not Morgan Frost either.
It's not Morgan Frost. I can't remember.
I'm narrowing it down to one of the Boston guys from 2015. I think it's the Jake DeBrusk.
You remember because all three of them failed their physical.
Did DeBrusk?
I'm pretty sure from that draft.
Because DeBrusk is having a very good year. Had a very good year for Boston.
Yeah, it was one.
It was Zboril and Senishin were the other two guys.
I'm pretty sure it's Zboril. Okay. Because his numbers are garbage from what I've seen, and I'm pretty sure it's one of them. Because, and I understand, dude. Video game addiction. I actually know a kid who went through that. Like,
it's a real thing.
High school. It's a real thing. Yeah. It is dangerously scary how real that is. Like this kid now he's like he weighs like. I mean, he lost a crap ton of weight,
right.
But he weighed like 360. Like he didn't move.
Well, and I hope he doesn't listen.
And on that and on that inspiring note, we're gonna start to wrap the show up.
That's fine.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
No. You know,
are you into horse racing at all?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, Mike and I know nothing about it. We wanted to ask you.
I know the Belmont's coming up.
So before we get out of here. Mike, what's your favorite hockey jersey that you own?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Favorite hockey that I own or, like, my favorite NHL jersey ever?
Different. Okay, so one is your favorite jersey that you own. The other question is, what's your favorite jersey design from all of NHL history?
I wasn't prepared for this question.
Okay, Ben, go ahead.
Okay,
you go first, because I know you have your answers ready.
Yeah, because the context of this, I'm a jersey collector. I am an avid, speaking of which...
Addict?
Oh, no, if you're looking to buy a jersey, I have a Claude Giroux Adidas authentic one that I'm trying to get rid of.
I will give you $1.
I want $100. $1
and 00 cents.
Right. My favorite jersey, and it's not because of design, it's because of collectability, and it's because I absolutely love it, is my brand new Claude Giroux 50th anniversary edition.
God, I hate the 50th.
The design, I hate it. One I got is a game issued jersey. I bought it online. It was $400, and I'm dead serious.
Okay.
It has both.
Game issue makes it legit.
It has the Ed Snyder patch, and it has the 50th anniversary patch, and it is Claude Giroux, and it is beautiful. It is. Okay. I love it. Now, my favorite league jersey.
In history, not
in
just
history?
Right now.
See, that's so hard. You know what?
There's so many to choose from.
I'm tempted to go with that that late 70s Vancouver Canucks.
The black and yellow?
The orange V.
That was awful.
I'm being sarcastic.
I mean, I was actually thinking as a joke, I'd say the 90s Ducks jersey with the duck hopping out of the ice.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad. That's real bad.
How about the LA Kings Burger King jersey?
Those
awful.
Are garbage.
It's terrible.
Are
awful.
Yeah.
I actually like the Thrashers like powder blue jersey.
Those are nice.
Those?
You can still get those online.
Can you really?
Yeah, they're like $100.
I wasn't a fan, but I could see how you liked them.
Yeah, I like them.
That's valid.
I think one of my favorite jerseys in the league, like of all time, I think one of my favorites. I got a couple of them because I love jersey designs.
Right.
I think one of my favorites has got to be, and don't hit me over this. I love the Pittsburgh Penguins Stadium Series jerseys when they played against
the
Chicago.
Powder blue.
No, when they played against Chicago.
I don't know. They've been
the
so
white,
many outdoor
the
games.
White
which
with one? Like
I don't
the black
this.
One. It's like an alternate of their older one where it's like the black and in the super gold. Like, yeah, look it up. It's the one where they played in Chicago where they actually destroyed, when the Blackhawks destroyed them when they were actually expected to be in the finals and they weren't. So. That's one of my favorites.
They've had some bad outdoor jerseys since then.
Yeah, because I hate the new Flyers one.
The piss yellow they wore last year.
Yeah,
that jersey's
they're
hideous.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Oh yeah,
that's one
fresh.
Of my favorites.
It's a Gretzky. Okay. It's a Lemieux era.
Yeah, I love the Oilers jerseys, but like I think my all time favorite, if I had to choose a Flyers one, would probably be the 2010 the Stadium Series jerseys. The
orange, the burnt orange.
Yeah, well, the ones that used to be our third jerseys.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
the burnt orange.
Yeah, I love those.
The one from the one that they played New York in the
Boston.
No, not the one in Boston. The one in New York.
Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, the one where Mike Rupp actually did the only relevant thing in his career. Yeah.
The salute?
He actually scored two goals because he has.
And then
scored.
He did the Yager salute.
Let me tell you, that guy used to live around me, and he's.
See, you know everybody.
Yeah, I actually know his cousin. If he ever listens to this, Mike Rupp, I think you're a bum.
For the record, since nobody asked me, my favorite jersey.
Yeah, go ahead.
My favorite jersey that I own is my Provorov Stadium series because I like it, and I know Ben doesn't.
It's not that I don't like it.
I like the black. I like the orange armbands.
Sure.
It's a really nice jersey. I also have a custom St. Paddy's Day one with my name on it, and it's fake, but I love it.
Yeah, I got a custom one, too. Actually, it's several.
And as for my favorite jersey in history, I might just have to be a stereotypical 90s kid and go with the Mighty Ducks duck goalie mask.
The eggplant.
Yeah.
I like that one, too.
Except I didn't like the home jersey. I liked the white.
The white away jerseys.
I liked the white away jersey because that's what they wore in the movie.
Yeah, from the one from the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Mighty Ducks 3.
Right.
Yeah. I hated that movie.
Listen.
Two was better.
One was
the best.
Oh, no. Two. See, I think two is better than one.
Do you? See, I think one was
better. What's your most favorite hockey movie?
My favorite hockey movie?
Yeah.
And Mystery Alaska.
Great. You know what? I liked him for a reason.
More importantly, how do you feel about Goon?
I love Goon. I think it's great. I think Mystery Alaska is hilarious because it's hysterical. Have you ever seen Mystery Alaska?
I keep telling him to watch it and he won't.
You gotta watch
it. It's terrific.
I'm just lazy.
I forgot it at home. I would have brought
it. It's terrific.
It's amazing.
Anyway.
Anyway, my favorite jersey that I own is probably either my Bernie signed jersey. And then I have
that's impressive.
And then I have a signed.
Oh, Bernie signs everything.
I have a signed Team USA Mike Arruzioni jersey, which is pretty cool.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I really do.
Okay, how about jerseys that you actually wear?
I don't really wear jerseys all that much.
I wear jerseys too.
Maybe
often.
My men's league jersey. I really like that one. Right. It's pretty cool.
I don't know. Maybe the Stadium Series jersey.
Even though I don't play anymore because I had knee fungus.
I did.
I know you did. Okay. It's too real.
My favorite jersey of all time. I like the Atlanta Thrashers blue jersey I was talking about.
That's cool.
I also like the North Stars jersey.
Oh, the old school ones? Yeah.
Yeah, the old North Star jerseys were fresh.
I also really like the Montreal Canadiens. I think it was one of their Winter Classic jerseys. It was the red, white, and blue real tight pinstripes.
You mean the one that says CAC on it?
Maybe.
That was the ugliest thing I ever seen.
I liked the jersey. I hated the gloves because they had like the brown old school gloves and they looked terrible.
Yeah.
But the sweater itself with like a pair of jeans looks really good.
I understand it. I think it looks like a Target, but that's just me. That in the uterus jersey was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
The ones from what's their names. But I also just one more jersey to throw out there. I really like the Red Wings jersey from whenever they played the Leafs. I almost went to that. I almost went to that game, but I didn't because I'm happy I didn't. But the one with the diamond C on the shoulder for Zetterberg was really cool.
You can let us know your favorite jersey on Twitter. You can tweet the show at YWT Podcast and tell us your favorite jersey of all time. You can tweet me at K Collington, Mike at Mike_Giletto, and you can also find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and lastwordonsports.com.
God, I'm looking up a jersey, the Islanders jersey from like the 70s or the 80s, I guess.
Killing my flow.
Those are awful.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple that are really bad.
Those are terrible. And, anyway, I'm on my bed. Go ahead.
It's all right. And our logo is courtesy of @BennyTheJet55.
That's me.
So before we get out of here, Ben, where can people find you?
Plug all your stuff. Everything. Just find Fuzz Forge or BennyTheJet55. Those are my names.
And that's FuzzForge.
You got it.
All one word.
Yep, you got it. I'm on Instagram. I make pipe cleaner figures. I have a pipe cleaner, Claude Giroux.
Yeah, they're dope.
Thank you. I'm actually happy somebody likes them.
If I cared about that sort of thing, I would absolutely buy them from you.
Yeah, I understand it.
If I had a spot to put them.
Yeah.
But
I get it.
All right, we're going to get out of here, and this was a really fun show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming next week.
And I'll be live tweeting about it.
Absolutely. And
we look forward to that.
Oh,
we really do. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, StarCraft was doing it, too, because of the Koreans.